And Anand Zaki is with us now for business. Kia ora. Westpac profits are weathering an economic squeeze.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, Westpac New Zealand is holding its own in the face of the slower economy as a sharp fall in bad debts has offset steady income and higher costs. Its half-year profit to the end of March rose 11% to $477 million on the year before. Nona Peltier has more.
Westpac's profit increase is largely a result of a big reduction in the amount set aside for bad and doubtful debts. That's helped to offset flat revenue and margins on higher expenses as it upgrades its systems. Local chief executive Catherine McGraw says fewer customers are suffering hardship than were expected, but they've taken the initiative to contact more than 51,000 mortgage borrowers facing higher interest rates and identified 1,800 customers at most risk of financial stress. Among its business customers most under pressure are in the retail and hospitality sectors. Catherine McGraw says the economic outlook is uncertain, but she's confident of an improvement towards the end of the year. In the meantime, she says Westpac will look to simplify its business through technology, as well as to strengthen its defenses against cyber scams.
And the Australian-based Westpac Group reported a 16% drop in first-half net profit to $3.34 billion Australian dollars, with revenue down 4% to $10.59 billion. Leading tourism and campervan operator Tourism Holdings has slashed its earnings forecast by around a third because of weak economic conditions. The company, which has the Apollo and Brits campervan brands, says its full-year profit is likely to be between $50 and $53 million, compared to its earlier guidance of around $75 million. It says the weaker economy has affected most regions, but the Australian retail dealership division drove more than 50% of the fall in underlying profit. THL Chief Executive Grant Webster says the fourth quarter has come in much softer than expected.
This is a surprise. So, again, if we look at where we were in January, February, March, we were certainly feeling that things were softening but manageable. What we saw during April was something that we were keenly focused on and watching carefully, and then the final results towards the end of April came in pretty poorly. I'd reiterate the majority of this issue, sort of 75-80+% of the issue, is in the sale of vehicles. Core tourism activity actually isn't too bad. Domestic's been slow going into winter, but on a global basis, core tourism's still positive.
And Tourism Holdings is still holding on to its goal of achieving $100 million in profit in 2026. The company also warns it's probably going to see a write-down relating to its UK and Ireland business this year, but Grant Webster says it's too soon to say how significant it'll be. Telecommunications company Spark is warning of lower earnings because of belt tightening by consumers, business and government. The company is now expecting underlying earnings to be between $1.17 and $1.21 billion from the previous forecast of $1.21 to $1.26 billion. It says tough trading conditions have worsened for some parts of its business, especially in its IT operations. Spark says public and private sector spending cuts have deepened and is seeing significantly less demand for IT service management and professional services and delays to digital transformation projects. Sales of mobile devices and accessories have also been weaker than expected as consumers pull back on spending. Spark is maintaining its forecast capital spending and dividend payout. Employers are being warned worker productivity could be at risk from high levels of staff burnout. Research from Massey University shows in April this year, 57% of people surveyed were experiencing high burnout, largely due to worries about job security. It says the rate of high burnout has more than doubled since December and is well past the previous high of 43% in November 2021. Massey Business School professor Jared Ha says burnt out staff could hamper output at workplaces.
If you have a burnt out colleague, and remember the data suggests it's about one in two, they are 13 times more likely to be in what I'd call the poor performance group. Their performance will really suffer. They're more likely to consider quitting their job. you know, possibly for a good reason, right? If you're getting exhausted because you've just got too much to do, for example. But yeah, so there are financial problems for organisations with burnt out workers, you know, productivity and performance being really key ones there.
That's Massey Business School Professor Jared Ha. Let's check in on the financial markets now at 25 minutes past 12. We are joined by Brad Gordon of Forsyth Barr. Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Anna.
A couple of earnings downgrades there today, but I see also Metro Glass announcing a capital raise and the chief executive resigning.
Yes, it's a bit of a confession season day for the NZX stock exchange, you'd call it, because not all of these are in the 50. So, Metro Performance Glass, a downgrade of earnings and capital raise in order to reduce debt. The market outlook for the construction sector looks really weak. Tourism Holdings, also a downgrade, and that's on the back of difficulty selling used camper vans. That market is really slumped. So Tourism Holdings is down 33% at $1.90. And Spark has also provided an earnings downgrade and is down 23 cents at $4.50. So it hasn't been much fun for the NZX 50 Gross Index, which is currently 114 points down at 11,824.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too good. How's it looking over in Australia?
Yeah, a more positive start to the S&P ASX 200, currently up 21 points at 7,650. Westpac Banking Group has come out with a result which market likes, and that's up 40 cents, or 1.5% at 26.81. So a very different story for across the Tasman.
Okay, let's take us through the New Zealand dollar and interest rates, oil and gold.
The New Zealand dollar is buying at 91.98 Australian cents, 59.99 US cents, against the Japanese yen at 92.13, against the Great Britain pound sterling at 0.4782, and against the euro at 0.5576. The New Zealand trade weighted index at 70.5.
And interest rates, oil and gold?
The 3-month bank bill rate at 5.67%, 10-year government bond rate at 4.85%, Brent crude at $83, and spot gold at $2,302.
Thank you, Brad. That's Brad Gordon of Forsyth Barr with a market update. And New Zealanders who have had flights with Australian airline Qantas cancelled may be in line for refunds. Qantas passengers affected by cancelled Trans-Tasman flights may qualify for payments of nearly $500 after a settlement was reached with Australia's consumer watchdog. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission started legal proceedings against the airline for selling seats on so-called ghost flights that it knew it was cancelling. More than 86,000 customers who made a booking on a flight two or more days after the cancellation decision will get a compensation. News and numbers updated for you around 5:30 in Checkpoint. But for now, Charlotte, that's business. Kia ora.